Greetings and welcome to another episode of Mountain Matters. This is Ryan Orr with the news you need to know. After more than 30 years in the Big Bear Valley, the VCA Lakeside Animal Hospital will close its doors on April 21st and merge with the VCA Northside Animal Hospital in San Bernardino, narrowing the options for veterinary services on the mountain. According to a statement on the organization's Facebook page, all current pets' complete medical records will be transferred to the new location, which is a full-service hospital open 6 days a week with more appointment availability and a state-of-the-art facility. Mayor Perry Melnick and Mayor Pro Tem Candy Segovia are spearheading a new West End Redevelopment Advisory Committee and looking for community participation. According to a quote from Melnick in the city's newsletter, she would like to identify solutions to problems like blight and deferred maintenance, help to solve traffic and safety issues, provide support to existing businesses, and look at zoning, land use, and business development opportunities, specifically at the city's West End, which is an area located between the western city limits and Red Ant Hill. Participation in the advisory committee will be limited to residents and business owners located within the defined West End area. Those interested in serving on the committee can fill out a survey linked to the latest city newsletter, Elevation 6752, published Wednesday evening. At the City of Big Bear Lakes Council meeting Wednesday night, City Manager Eric Sund provided an overview of this winter's parking citations, especially in light of an ordinance passed last year by the council increasing the fine for parking citations during snow operations to $400. Sund displayed a heat map that showed several areas such as Switzerland, Boulder Bay, Club View, and the Senior Center that were and historically have been hotspots for illegal parking. In a snapshot of citations written, Sund said that between January 14th and February 11th of this year, a time in which several storms passed through the Big Bear Valley, the Sheriff's Department wrote 150 citations and the city wrote 250 citations, while stressing that the city's goal is always to educate and locate vehicle owners to have cars moved before considering issuing a citation. Even more interesting is the mention by Sund of the forthcoming Big Bear app, which is expected to drop this fall and will provide notification to those that download it of when the city is officially entering snow operations, as well as notify subscribers of emergency information, traffic issues, and road closures, as well as other useful information both to visitors and residents alike. The Big Bear CSD on March 4th unanimously voted down signing an amendment to the funding agreement for Replenish Big Bear until they can conduct further due diligence. According to CSD Director Michael Eagleson, the board wants to ensure that all stakeholder agencies are on the same page regarding the project and its funding mechanisms, as well as fully explore and understand any possible alternative projects or plans regarding Replenish. The project, as currently designed, would add roughly 800 million gallons of water per year back into the valley's watershed, which is currently being sent off the east side of the mountain. Sadly, despite the continued hopes of countless fans of the valley's celebrity bald eagle couple, Jackie and Shadow, the historic three-egg clutch laid by Jackie in late January is unlikely to produce any young eaglets this season, according to an updated release by the Friends of the Big Bear Valley on March 11th. With still no confirmed pips and already having been longer than Jackie's eggs have hatched in the past, the viability of the eggs decreases with each passing moment. That doesn't make a pip impossible at this point, and the eagle parents are still dutifully incubating the eggs in hopes of adding to their feathered family. Mark your calendars for May 18th when Bear Valley Community Hospital joins Lutheran Social Services of Southern California for the biggest health event of the year. A health fair held from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th will include food, festivities, music, community vendors, and most importantly, several booths offering mental health and health resources to Valley residents. Be sure to visit the booths for a chance to also win great raffle prizes. Youth vaccines and physicals for eligible patients and children's eye exams are just a few of the offerings you'll find at the Big Bear Valley Health Fair. The fair is now seeking vendors, and you can find the application at bvchd.com under the About Us tab, or get more information by emailing bigbearhealthfair@gmail.com. That's it for this episode of Mountain Matters. Listen and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and always remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.